Good morning, Wisconsin.
Morning, world.
It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. It is 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Maloff, here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Good to have you in studio with us. We're going to have some fun today. In just a little bit, we'll get into our National Day of Calendar for today, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll touch on that. We got some other fun ones to dive into. I want to tell everybody about this awesome giveaway that we are a part of with some new friends of ours over at Stone Age Gem. We got something fun for Valentine's Day lined up. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We'll also get into the four most annoying things about the Super Bowl. The second worst place to take a first date. Got those coming up.
The second worst.
Second worst, yes. The first worst. First worst, trust me, I know where it is.
You've done it?
Yes, yes. Plenty of times. Feeding your dog food scraps, you know, table scraps.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that a little bit, too. Also got a bunch of entertainment news for you. That'll be 8 o'clock hour. Well, 8 o'clock hour, we'll get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We have our star of the day lined up for you today, too. Although, we may have to pull an improv here. We may have to pull an audible.
We're going
to
sing it?
We may. Yeah. I wasn't going to make you do it, but I may have to actually sing it because I don't know how else to do this. Our computer's not working over here, so we're not able to play the audio that we normally would. So we have to take care of Culver's. We have to take care of our listeners.
We have to come up with something.
So we'll see how that goes.
Well, we've got an hour. We'll figure it out.
We've got time to figure this out, but that will be after Melissa's news in the 8 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock hour, entertainment news. Want to touch on something I think Terry's going to care quite a bit about. Also, a couple of other interesting things
sounds
in there.
Sounds kind of loaded.
That's not the new episode of Director's Cut. That's not, which does drop this Sunday. We were really smart about this. Seth and I both worked really hard on our new shows for this weekend on Super Bowl Sunday.
I was going to say, yeah. Did you take the one that you thought was maybe going to be the least interesting?
Alternate programming. That's what it is. We'll have that all lined up for you, but I wanted to kick things off. Certainly catching up with our friends over at United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Terry's, how are things going?
Really good. We got a lot going on this last week. We're still in the week. Yeah. On Wednesday, we actually had our annual meeting, so we honored outgoing directors of our board, and we had 5 people transitioning off, so that feels like a lot at once, but then that also means that we're welcoming 5 new board members, and so that's a great great opportunity to get more people engaged with the campaign. And so that all happened on Wednesday, and now we have events going on. We have the Cabin Fever Challenge, which is an opportunity for kids and their family members, caregivers, to get on out and try some new things in the month of February. And when I say get out, we encourage you to do some stuff outside, but it doesn't all have to be outside. But it's a bingo style card where you can take on these experiences, and then you turn in your bingo card for a chance to win prizes. And I'll tell you that they're all low or no cost, so it's not like you have to make a big investment to play along. These are all things that you can do right from home. Mm-hmm. So that's happening, Cabin Fever Challenge. Next week, Wednesday, we have our Finance Investment Challenge Bowl happening at Mid-State Technical College.
Yeah, that is exciting.
We've got 20 high school teams that are participating, so that'll be really, really fun. And then we also have Power the Purse coming up in March, so those tickets are on sale now. And, of course, you can go to our website, uwswac.org, and find a link there to file your taxes through My Free Taxes. So that's another, good opportunity to, extend a service to the community that they might not otherwise be aware of, or they may be paying for that they might not have to be.
Yeah. And the 2024 funding applications are on there as well.
So partner our programs in the community that are looking for exploring the possibility of having United Way be a partner funder for them need to fill out an application if they fall in our strategy areas of education or health. And this would be for 2024 funding.
Mm-hmm. If I could just mention real quick, I use My Free Taxes. This will be my 4th year in a row using it. It's worked every year for me so far. IRS seems good. Nobody's pretty good. Yeah, I'm just taking.
I mean,
a
I did see
look.
Somebody putting somebody in your car just, when yeah, I came. You know, a little tracker, but well, you know,
it's understandable.
I just walked right by because I didn't want him to put one on mine.
Knowing my luck, I would say that, and then that's when they would show up.
Yeah, the world of jinx, right?
Like, yes. But it's worked really good. I am not very good at math traditionally. I'm not really good with a lot of those things. Doing this has not only made me feel more in connection with my finances, but more, you know, responsible with it and everything. Just it's been a really nice thing to be able to offer to the community.
Another thing that's really important to know about it too is that it is mobile friendly. Yeah. So you can do everything from your smartphone. You know, because sometimes you just don't, whatever, you don't have a laptop or a PC, or you don't have access to one. Although I would, you know, put a plug in for Macmillan Library, because of course you do have access to computers there. But it is mobile friendly, so we encourage people to check that out. You may just qualify to have your taxes done for free or at a very low cost.
And I would like to mention real quick Power of the Purse, because it's not only one of your more fun events that you guys look forward to and do, but the cause that you guys are raising funds for is so vital and so important.
Power of the Purse is to support early grade learning and literacy, primarily two programs, Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, which is a book gifting program where children from birth to age 5 can receive a free book in the mail. The only thing they have to do is the child has to reside in Southwood County, and it is classified by zip code, so they would need to be in one of the Wisconsin Rapids zip codes, Rudolph, Vesper, Port Edwards, or Nakusa, and they qualify for free books, and it's literally that easy. So Power of the Purse is helping to fund that program. Just for some perspective on that, we have about 450 kids that right now receive a free book in the mail every month, and cost wise that sits right around $1,500 to $1,600 a month. So just so that people kind of understand what the cost of that is. Yeah. It's very inexpensive, honestly, for that many kids to receive, you know, those books. For a whole five years potentially. But Power of the Purse is really what drives that, and the ability for Women United to sponsor that program. And then we also offer classroom grants to local teachers can apply and receive a grant for their classroom for literacy based, maybe it's items that they need. Maybe it's books. Maybe it's other, you know, learning opportunities for kids. We had one school apply for their summer reading program because they were really making a big effort for every kid to read so many minutes and, you know, avert that summer slide a little bit. So, you know, we love creative programs around literacy and certainly want to support classroom teachers, reading interventionists, you know, basically our elementary schools around their strategies with literacy and making sure that kids are proficient by, you know, by the end of third grade. So that's really what the funds for Power of the Purse go for. You know, it's going to be an awesome night. It's at Bullseye Golf Club. So, you can't get a better view. No, you can't get a better venue. Mm-hmm. The food is phenomenal. We have an Italian theme this year, just in general. So it's, you know, kind of black and white and then red and white check kind of decor, you know, like super cute. And then we do a pasta bar is the, you know, we say it's hors d'oeuvres, but it's, you know, it's more like a meal.
Yeah.
And so that's always fun. But then, you know, really important is we have four different purses that are up for raffle. So if you're not interested in the auction part, you could just purchase raffle tickets. And then we also will have 26 purses that are part of the silent auction. So it's a fun event. We encourage you to check it out. You can get tickets by stopping at the United Way office, which is 351 Oak Street here in Wisconsin Rapids. Or you can purchase tickets online at uwswac.org. And the tickets are $25. And I'll tell you, you're getting way more than a $25 value. So it is just a really great opportunity to come on out, support the community. It runs from 5 until 7:30. So, you know, not an all-night event or something like that. It's just a nice happy hour time.
And I'd like to read this from the office of our own Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer, a proclamation of United Way's 2-on-1 Day here in Wisconsin Rapids. Whereas thousands of women, thousands of Wisconsin citizens have a need to access a variety of human and social services needs each day, ranging from appropriate child care to affordable housing, support for a homebound parent to food or crisis counseling for teen parents, and thousands of local, regional, and statewide organizations in Wisconsin, both public and private, provide services. service that respond to these needs. And it is often extremely difficult and time-consuming for citizens to identify and access available services. And the processes of connecting those living and working in these 13 counties with needed services has been simplified by establishing the establishment of 211 service. And whereas the local, regional, and statewide providers of human and social services benefits from more accurate and timely information about needs and resources around the state collected by 211 services, 211 has answered 4,931 calls in 2022. United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties and Marshfield Area United Way seek to create a regional 211 system utilizing existing information and referral providers. And 211 is available in all of Wisconsin's counties, giving access to 100% of Wisconsin's population through 211 centers. Now, therefore, I, Shane E. Blazer, Mayor of Wisconsin Rapids, in the state of Wisconsin, do hereby proclaim that the 11th day of February, 2023, Wisconsin Rapids 211 Day.
Yeah, that's exciting, isn't it?
It really is, and it's tomorrow.
It's awesome. And so, you know, of course, a little play on the date, right?
Yes.
Like dial 211, and the date is 211. And so, you know, but it's a perfect opportunity to talk about it, keep it top of mind, and just, you know, a reminder that if you have a need for any kind of service, please try to, you know, call 211. Find out what's available to you. We have like 2,500 programs in the database, you know, for a variety of needs. So it really is quite a lot, and on the you know, small chance that we don't have a program that will meet your need, it does help us establish and understand what the unmet needs of the community are. So while that's not ideal in your very specific situation at the time, it does help us, you know, to partner with other community leaders and organizations and say, you know, we've received this many calls around this topic in the last, you know, whatever, couple months or a year. You know, this is something as a community we need to address. So, I would say 95% of our calls are connected with some sort of resource, but there always is that chance that there isn't something being offered in the community. But you know, we make every effort to try to figure that out and to address, you know, unmet needs as well. So this is really cool. It's been going on for a long time. We established 211 in the state of Wisconsin in 2007.
I was wondering.
And so, you know, being 24/7 is awesome, and we're not quite nationwide yet, but pretty close. And that's something that continues to be worked on. And I also, you know, will note, we appreciate Mayor Blazer, you know, declaring this 211 day tomorrow, February 11th. But also, Governor Evers has also, you know, declared it 211 day in the state of Wisconsin. So it is a big deal, and it's really important. And, you know, I think one of the biggest things from a service provider standpoint is that it's real-time information.
Yes.
So, you know, it's not, because we often hear from people, because back in the day, we did print resource guides because that was just a thing, right? Yeah. You know, before we had so much technology, and it was, you know, it was easier to make updates. So before we did print things, and now, you know, we can be much more accurate with information.
Yeah.
By not printing, which sometimes can drive people a little crazy, you know, because you want something in your hand that you can read. But, I'm asking you to just trust us, right? Like, pick up the phone and call. Yeah. And we have local resource specialists here in Wisconsin Rapids answering calls from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. And then we use one of the larger contact centers. So there's 7 contact centers in the state of Wisconsin. And we use one of the larger contact centers for our after hours, you know, evenings and weekends calls. But if you call between 8 and 5 Monday through Friday, you're literally getting someone right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And not that our after hours service isn't fabulous, because it is, or we wouldn't use it. You know, it is good. But, you know, you just want one of your local friends or neighbors to give you a hand. That's, you know, really ideally between 8 and 5, and you'll talk to somebody local. And we specifically during that time frame serve 13 counties. So it's a really cool service.
Shout out to Mayor Blazer for this, Governor Evers as well, and of course, all the hard workers at 211, all the great people that are making that move and finding that information and keeping our community that much more informed, safe, and connected.
And I will just also advocate for, you know, if you are experiencing an emergency, still dial 211, right?
Yes.
And if you are in crisis, if it is a, you know, a suicide situation or something like that, you dial 988, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you stick to that hotline. For everything else, you can call 211.
Yeah, nicely said. Terry, I do also want to encourage people. You can find out more information at their website, uwswac.org. And be sure to follow the United Way on Facebook and social media. I love your Facebook page. If you're on Facebook and you're typing in there, United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, like that page. While you're at it, go ahead and type in Stone Age Gem Mineral and More. Mineral and More Opal. They are a new company that are on Facebook, and they've recently reached out to us, want to work with us, because they got something really fun they wanted to do here, and this is a really cool thing. It's Valentine's Day. We're getting ready for Valentine's Day, of course.
Oh, we are.
So, the majority, everybody but you and I, Terry, everybody but you and I are getting ready
for this.
No, come
on, I am.
Our friends over at Stone Age Gem, they are giving away an Ethiopian opal ring for Valentine's Day. It is custom made, one-of-a-kind ring that can be resized as needed. It is beautiful.
That's cool.
It is a complete original. You're going to have something that nobody else is going to have. And all you got to do is go to Facebook for it. It is a Facebook-based company that is where people can go to make these, or can make or place orders and to play along with the game. You can enter to win by going to Stone Age Gem Minerals and More. That's Stone Age Gem Minerals and More, or WFHR's Facebook page. You can go to either one of those pages and share how you met your significant other. That's all you got to do. That's it. Just share your origin story.
All right.
Share your love story, everybody. Entries must be posted by noon on Valentine's Day. The winner will be chosen by Travis, the owner. And a good morning to Travis over there. He'll pick the best story. Winner will be contacted via Facebook and announced on the air Wednesday, February 15th.
Cool. I was just trying to pull it up because I want to see it.
Yeah, yeah. just knowing a little bit about that type of jewelry and everything, those are some beautiful stones, and every one of them is going to look different originally. Then you're going to have everything else completely custom made and designed just for you. So imagine being able to give your significant other not just a nice ring, but something that nobody else has.
I love my opal ring.
Yeah, yeah. My mom does too. She loves hers.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right.
They're classic.
And it just looks different, mm-hmm. I mean, all, I guess, gems do different light, but there's just something about the color in there that, I don't know, that's cool.
This is such a fun idea. It hits my foolish romantic soul. I want you guys all, everybody's got a love story out there.
Anyway, how did you meet, is it how or where? What's the question?
You want to put, share how you met your significant other.
Okay, so how did, let's talk about your ex-wife. How did you meet? Let's talk about your ex-wife.
I was thinking
about your children's mother. You know,
Mandy and I. There was a teacher that I had in senior at Lincoln, Miss Ulick. She moved to Madison. She started teaching down there. When she did, she reached out to me to come down there and do a speech for the one of the classes down there, because she knew I did those kind of things about human rights and all this stuff and everything. So I go to Madison to do this. She came up here to pick me up. She picks me up, and this girl drove along with her, and she came out of the car. And as soon as she came out of the car, I locked eyes with her, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm in trouble.
Really?
This is not
at all what I was expecting.
Oh, the drive down there, we just couldn't stop talking to each other. I spent the weekend in Madison, and that whole weekend, we spent pretty much every second we could around each other. As Mandy would tell you, it went a little downhill after that.
That was the highlight?
It was a really just crazy, coincidence of meeting.
Was it an intentional setup, do you think?
I don't think so, no.
No.
She just rode along.
It was just like a companion.
And if I remember right, Tracy, the teacher, she didn't necessarily, she wasn't against us being together, but she was a little like, I don't know if this is the best thing
for
you.
She's like, come on, you guys. Yeah.
You guys are a little, it was one of the better, we joke about it all the time now and stuff. It's just one of those interesting scenarios where you actually do see somebody and kind of fall for them right away.
Yeah.
And not even knowing their name, which is just, that doesn't happen to me really. And that kind of thing is very weird for her too. So it was unique. It was fun.
That's really cool.
And it's nice to be able to, I'm glad you brought it up actually, because it's nice to be able to tell you, even when you're, especially I think in some ways, when you are separated, to be able to tell that story proudly with your kids.
Absolutely. And it's still... Sure, meaningful,
yeah.
Right?
Because you still got kids together and everything, so you want that to be, you know, solid. And it is. It's also kind of nice because I haven't thought about this in probably 20 years, and thinking about it now, and now it's just a nice memory.
Sure.
You know, there's no.
Yeah, there's none of the animosity with it.
Yeah, none of that kind of stuff, which is kind of cool. I'm glad that is cool. We'll take a break. We'll come. I don't know if I want to ask you. I wanted to ask you, but I don't know if you're going to put it on Facebook or not or anything like that. Are you going to play along on this? Because you can. How did you and Randy meet?
We actually, and I've told you this before, like, I'm not a fan of, and I don't care now, but back in the day, like, I did not like going in bars or, like, somewhere by myself, right?
Yeah.
So I was supposed to meet my friends. I had to work late, so I was supposed to meet them here in Wisconsin Rapids it was the bar at the time. I don't even know what it's called now.
Oh, I remember.
It used to be Goose's. Yeah, Goose's at the time. So I was supposed to meet them, and this is before we have cell phones. So, like, I can't be like, are you here?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, so they had a front door and a back door, right? So I'm like, okay, I'm going to park in the back, go in the back, and just walk straight through if they're not there. And then I'll go back out and wait in my car, you know? Because I was like 21. You know, I just didn't like that. So anyway, I go in and I don't see them anywhere, but I see someone who is actually one of my mom's younger cousins who I know really well, her and her husband. And I was like, oh, and they flagged me over right away. And so I just started talking with them. Well, Randy was with their group. And so I didn't know that she introduced us.
Mm.
And yeah, I don't
know.
I guess the rest is history. I'll tell you, I did the lock eyes fall, and I think I fell a little faster.
Okay, yeah.
But, you know, it's all good. It just was one of those, you know, just a coincidence kind of thing. And then we just started dating after that.
God, that's good. That's a good story. I like that. That's awesome.
But I was not, you know, it was one of these like, okay, I'm only going to wait for their cars for like another few more minutes or I'm going to leave. And then I thought, no, I'll just walk through once. But, you know, you just keep your pace up, right? And just buzz right through.
See, I love that stuff.
Because I really didn't like that.
No,
by
myself. No.
You know what I mean? Like being by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when I saw somebody I knew, I was like, okay, I'll just go over there.
You don't see the person, you know, you don't take that walk. You just never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
And so
that's
it was
awesome.
All good.
That is a cool story. Let's come back and we'll get into our National Day of Calendar here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there, everybody. Better than our computers are because, yep, my computer is still not working. So we're going to go ahead and flip this over to the laptop and get into our National Day of Calendar for this February 10th, 2023. And it is National Umbrella Day.
Don't they know it's winter?
Yeah, don't quite get that.
I mean, I get it. Not everyone has winter. So it is probably raining somewhere. But doesn't, like, April showers kind of make more sense for an umbrella?
Well, the pizza thing, they seem to be mixed up.
They
just seem to be all over the place.
That was yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's National, you can make good on this one, National Cream Cheese Brownie Day.
And I have no problem doing that.
Yep, that's a good one.
I love that.
Those are really good. Those are really good. Brownies are great, but those are really,
really
good.
Really? See, I'm more on the cream cheese side of it.
Oh, okay.
I'll take cream cheese anything. Yeah. I was going to say, when you said National Cream Cheese Brownie Day, I have the best recipe for, they're actually chocolate cupcakes that have a cream cheese filling.
Hmm.
And those are fabulous. So you can keep the brownie. I'll keep the cream cheese.
And that sounds good. Sounds good. For Saturday, February 11th. 11th, it's National Satisfied Staying Singles Day. Just one more day to kind of push back on Valentine's Day.
I was going to say, I'm surprised it's not even closer to Valentine's Day.
You would think. You would think. National Peppermint Patty Day is on Saturday.
Yum.
Those are good.
I love York peppermint patties.
Those are
I mean,
really
I do
good.
Like other ones too, but there's something about those.
Like a lot of mint things, I can't eat a ton of it, but I do like
I like
a couple of them there. National Make a Friend Day is tomorrow. That's a good one.
Aww.
That's a nice one. I like that. Never a bad time for it. National Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day. I remember as a kid knocking over a big glass of milk, looking at my dad, and my dad just looking at me like, well, you know, Jimmy. He didn't say anything. I didn't know the phrase.
And you're like, no, what?
He just assumed I knew the phrase. Well, I was like eight. I was like,
no one uses the phrase for actual spilled milk.
I just remember him looking at me and just, yeah, and he walked away. I'm like, all right, I guess I'm cleaning
up. And clean that up yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't cry while you're doing it. or I'll give you something to cry about.
He would too. Yeah, he would, the little nick on the shoulder right there. National Get Out Your Guitar Day.
Oh, I don't have one.
That is a good one.
Have you a guitar?
No, I don't. But I can guarantee you that if you know somebody that has a guitar, you already know that they have a guitar because they have brought it out.
For sure.
Or they have carried it with them somewhere or something like that. Most guitar players aren't like this, but we all went to school with or to college with the guy who had to bring the acoustic guitar with him everywhere. He could play like three notes, but that was like his thing. He was a guitar guy. He was like, yeah, I don't have a personality, but I have a guitar. Okay.
But you know, sometimes like around like a campfire or something, mm-hmm. a guitar is kind of fun. Just like cover songs or sing along songs, that kind of thing. I mean, I can't play one. It's not me. I'm not the guitar person. But
it never seems like the people like Ben Shittek, Ben could easily walk around everywhere with a guitar. And none of us would be shy. Like, right. Yeah, he should. He's incredible.
I know what you're saying. But
it never seems like that guy ever has one with him. The guy that really could play never seems to be carrying one with them.
You know, it's kind of cool. There's a kid at Lincoln High School. One day I had to go there for a meeting for something. And I walked in and I was like, he's sitting kind of in the entryway playing his guitar in the morning. Mm. And I was like, well, it was very pleasing. Like, it wasn't. And I was like, that's kind of cool. And so I asked one of my kids, I'm like, I was with the kid, and they're like, oh, he's out there almost every morning. Like, he just...
I like that.
Sits at a table and plays.
It's cool.
It's kind of neat.
It's inventive. And tomorrow is National Inventors Day.
Oh.
That's a good one. Always, we need more and more inventors out there, so keep it up, everybody. World Day of the Sick, a great day to bring awareness to different causes and different things. The idea of World Day of Sick came from Pope John Paul II. It's his own personal experience with illness when in 1991 he had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Do you remember that, actually?
Yeah, I do too.
And tomorrow's National Latte Day.
Oh, nice.
I like a good latte.
Me too.
Again, one of those things that I drink them sparingly.
Yeah, me too. And probably for different reasons. Mm. I don't drink them because, like, seriously, there is so much fat and calories in those things.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Because I would drink them every day, but I don't need to. Like, I just like plain coffee. So I'm like, mm-hmm. if I'm going to waste the calories, I'm doing it somewhere else. You, on the other hand, could probably drink like three of them a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Your teeth might not like it, but the rest of you would be...
Yeah. But the rest of me, okay. But yes, otherwise... On Sunday, it is National Lost Penny Day. What does that mean? What is a... So it's just a day to bring attention to the penny. The first ever penny was designed by Benjamin Franklin and minted in 1787.
Cool. Find a penny, pick it up.
Yeah. So it's a day to I don't know how many of those there are still going to be. With the penny, it seems like every year we get closer to getting rid of it.
They say that though, but we'd have to really make dramatic change to our currency,
and not to the
physical currency, but I'm just saying to the calculation.
Yeah,
because people aren't going to, if it's like 10:01, they are going to be really PO'd about paying 10:05.
Mm-hmm.
They just are, and I would just be shocked that I know it comes out in the wash, but I would be shocked that like retailers would say, oh, just forget it.
I just feel like if it was going to happen, it was, you know, we'd have gotten a lot closer to it by now.
What would we do with all the pennies
that
we have?
Yeah.
We're keeping them.
We're going to, we all make a wish. We all get to make wishes. That's what we're doing with them. We all find a fountain, everybody, grab your pennies and throw them in there, make a wish, because that's all they're going
to
do with
them. And it's very inappropriate to go in the fountain and dig them back out, just FYI.
Yes. It is on Sunday, World Marriage Day. That's fun and interesting, especially because it's also Super Bowl Sunday.
And it's the day after Stay Happily Single.
Yes. That's a very interesting kind of
hey,
mix of things.
At least
there.
They're not in the opposite order.
Yeah, good point. Very good point. We encourage you to enjoy, have fun celebrating all of these holidays. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun in the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Terry and James here with you at 7:40 on the clock. That is a pretty memorable beat. It is. I gotta admit, it is.
Absolutely.
It is. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your Friday out there. Happy Friday. Happy Super Bowl weekend. Yes, rejoice, my fellow football
Snacks.
Fans. We have one more game left, snacks. Yes, yes. That, right on with that. Right on. Whatever you got to look forward to.
It's all about snacks.
Yes, and that's more. That's cool. A columnist at Sports Illustrated broke down the things that are most annoying about the Super Bowl, and here are four things on that list.
All right.
Number one, people who don't watch football asking you who you think is going to win the Super Bowl. It's supposed to be a conversation starter, but if you don't even know which teams are playing, maybe don't bother asking. Don't play along.
Just, or like they name like a baseball team instead or something.
Yeah, yes, yes. I like that. I like that. I cannot wait to see how the Ramblers do. There's no team named the Ramblers. I love even better with the people that like you could tell that they read like a paragraph of something.
And they just regurgitate that?
Yes, over and over throughout the next 5 hours.
I mean, they're trying to be informed.
Well, I just as a quick note, just because the game's on doesn't mean that's what you got to talk about. Like you can talk about other things.
The commercials snacks.
Yes, there's plenty of other things. Having to call it the big game instead of the Super Bowl. The NFL restricts the use of Super Bowl trademark. So most advertisers you're going to see, here's a chicken wing recipe for the big game or the big game party or, you know, that kind of thing.
Which is kind of dumb.
It is. I mean, get over it.
The restriction part, I mean. It's kind of dumb. I get it that if they don't want people using the logo or stuff like that, but the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and you're literally the biggest game in town.
And if you don't want them to call it the big game, then let them say Super Bowl.
Just
dumb.
You're going to, whatever you don't make in copyright, you're going to make up for in PR and spreading the word and all that. Commercials being released early. All the new commercials are released on the internet ahead of the time now, which ruins the excitement and anticipation of seeing them during the game.
Okay, I completely agree. I think that's so annoying.
1,000%.
When that started, what, maybe like four or five years ago? I mean, it's not all that long ago. But yeah, everybody's seen them all ahead of time. That used to be a thing.
The best I can do is refuse to watch them. I don't watch them until the game. I haven't watched any of the new ones or anything like that. I like to be surprised.
But you're one of like 27... billion. No one cares.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I mean, exactly. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, it's dumb. They should not be on ahead of time. Who's linking them?
If they really want to make their money's worth out of them, how about making them better and really and just doing whatever
make a commercial that doesn't suck.
Yeah,
how about that?
Whatever advertiser has done at previous Super Bowls, you premiere it on the Super Bowl and then you play it like crazy for the next six 7 months.
So who's leaking them? You think the company?
Oh, the company.
So like if it's a Dorito commercial, you think Doritos is doing the leak?
Yeah. I'm positive of it. If I am in charge at Doritos, well, actually, I will add this. If I'm at Doritos and I'm spending all this money, I'm like, well, I'm going to get my money's worth. I'm going to release it now and get every day I can out of this. But if I'm at Doritos and I'm working with another company or a celebrity and maybe their management team is pushing me to release it earlier, there can be some moving parts here. I don't want to put it just on the company, but it could more than likely is the company. I mean, 90% of the time, if not more, it is the company.
Wouldn't it be smart? I mean, wouldn't it be more fun if they just did like, and I know you probably can't buy like 5 seconds of airtime on TV, but if they just did these little teasers.
Oh, that's
remember
what
the Budweiser
do.
Frogs?
Yes.
Like when it was just Bud.
Yes.
You know, and then it'd be gone. And then you're like, wait a minute, what is that going to be? So. Yeah, I don't know. They've taken just all the fun out of it.
They've gotten lazier with advertising in a lot of these things. And they've gotten so much to the point where now they're not even waiting to release stuff. They're just going to put it out there.
Is it really a big game commercial or not?
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think it loses the feeling of it, yeah. The Madden simulation every year, the EA video game Madden simulates the Super Bowl and quote-unquote predicts a winner, and media outlets cover the results like they mean something, but it's not very accurate. It's 1-4 in predicting the winner over the past 5 Super Bowls. For what it's worth, it did predict Philly over Kansas City 31-17.
So it's kind of like being a weather person?
I mean, yeah pretty much. Yes, yes, yes. So
do you remember when Madden football came out, though?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was fun. I mean, I remember playing it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great. I remember at the time they had two different games. The NFL had two different games out there, and I think it was like NFL Game Day or something like that, and I liked that one. But Madden just had more detail and more depth, and you could just tell right away, like, if only one is going to survive, we know which one is, and Madden is still going strong.
And if you look at the...
I have 22 Madden.
If you look at the original one, though, you know how mechanical it looks compared to video games now. But back then, that was like... That was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing. You could you could move players, that you could choose your own plays, you could edit,
and yeah.
Then they have, like, nowadays it has evolved so much. For one, the graphics, like, I can see the mesh on their jerseys now.
Isn't that
it's
crazy?
Insane. And now if I want to play Madden for a dynasty season, you could play for like 30 years. You can go online. I can import the kids that are going to be in the 2023 NFL draft. I can import into the game.
Isn't that crazy?
And play that. Like, it's insane. Like, but you get your money's worth.
It's pretty cool.
It is. It's,
so
it's
what's,
very cool.
What kind of
PS4.
It is. Yeah. Just PlayStation, or it's on all of them?
I think it's, it's
okay.
On all the systems. Yeah. It's the only game in town now, so they are on all formats. Yeah. We are going to have some fun today. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. I believe we are going to be announcing a new winner for January. We did not hear from our winner for January, so we'll have to announce that. You'll get to pick a new winner for January, Terry.
I mean, I'm sorry to who didn't get it, but it's kind of fun.
And, of course, we'll play Star of the Day. Not sure how that's going to work, but we are going to play Star of the Day a little bit later in the 8 o'clock hour. Before all that, though, we've been very excited this year. First time that we have partnered up with Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. We have been our sister station, WisCountry 105.5 WIRI, has been the best station to listen to when we're not on the air.
But if we're here, be here.
One of the things you do to build up a young station, a new station, is you put things on there you know are going to work. We've got some college sports on there. We've got our Marquette stuff on there. It's been helping it be very well. You play good music. That don't hurt. And from everything I hear, we play some darn good music over there, too. And you also have things like, you know, local things like the River Kings over there. We've been able to play all their home games all season long right there. And that includes this weekend, of course. River Kings are going to be having a game tomorrow against the Hudson Half. One of our rivals, I feel like, and it is at the beautiful, wonderful Southwood County Rec Center, one of the best places to see hockey. You get on over there. Let's show them what home ice advantage is. If you cannot get to the game, we encourage you to check it out at our sister station, WisCountry 105.5. About 6:59, I would say that the pregame will start. But if you want to go for free, call up 424-2600 right now. Tell Terry and I something, your favorite hockey team, your favorite hockey player, something like that.
Wait, we're giving away free tickets?
Right now.
Right now.
Right now, 424-2600. Call up and get it to give us your information so we can go ahead and get you these tickets to see your River Kings. Call up 424-2600. Otherwise, you can get your tickets at riverkingshockey.com. All one word, riverkingshockey.com. Let's fill up the Southwood County Rec Center, cheer on the River Kings as they get ready for a great playoff run here.
And Ben from our team will be there tomorrow night.
That's right, yeah.
Talking about United Way a little bit at the entrance and doing the puck drop, so that's cool.
Join Ben at the Southwood County Rec Center, help them show them what home ice advantage is, and help the Kings build hockey up and down the river. We'll be back with more here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back to The Morning Show, everyone, here at WFHR. Terry and James here, got the gang back together, having some band back together, really. And
we can be a gang.
It can be. It can be. We're a very small gang.
We are small but mighty.
I had a couple of notes I wanted to touch on really quick. We had Assumption Girls Basketball on the radio dial yesterday, and we are very happy to let you know that Assumption won 43-41 over Abbotsford. Nice, close game. Lady Royals got a nice season going here so far, and looking forward to seeing how this goes and everything. Just love rooting for those Royals. That's
great.
Awesome.
Job to them.
And I did want to mention this from our good friends at the Parks and Forestry Department. For immediate release, the Powers Bluff Winter Recreation Area is closed to tubing and downhill skiing due to warm temperatures and deteriorating conditions. They will reopen when they receive sufficient snowfall. Bakerville Snow Rover Snowmobile Trails will close at 8 a.m. on Saturday, February 11th. All other snowmobile trails in Wood County remain closed due to lack of snow. County trail maps can be accessed on the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department website. And I encourage you to follow them on Facebook, Instagram, or Travel Wisconsin for updates and openings. Big shout out to our friends at the Parks and Forestry Department in Wood County.
Yeah, they do a lot of great work. Have you ever been to Powers Bluff Tubing?
No.
Okay, we are totally field tripping. Yes, the next time there's enough snow, we're going.
God,
it is so fun.
I like tubing.
And I'm going to push you right down.
Please
the hill.
Yes,
I'm not going to push you down.
Yeah.
On your tube, I'm going to shove you down.
I like that. Oh, I forgot the tube. Sorry, James.
Well, you won't go far. That's not as fun.
No.
It is super fun.
I'm all in.
Like one of the best It's not hidden on purpose, but I mean, it's just one of the best gems that we have. It is really awesome.
Well, I'm glad that came up too, because not only things like that, but I know that we have a handful of things that we look forward to this time of year, recreation wise. One of the biggest ones, I think you can make the argument, maybe the biggest recreation is snowmobile driving. And I haven't snowmobile driven in quite some time, but I used to do it and I loved it. And it was one of the first things that I got about being in here in Wisconsin. Like, okay, now I'm starting to get why you guys like this state so much, what you love about being here. You know, we'd fly around on Lake Camelot like crazy. I'd never done anything like that.
It's fun.
Awesome. It's all really fun. It's not going to be as much fun if all you can do is go in a circle. So please out there, be mindful of other people's trail of the property when you're on people's property and trails and stuff.
And be respectful.
Every time Sheriff Becker's in with us, this comes up. And I was just talking to one of our officers here in town yesterday, and it comes up again. And it just seems like to be such an issue. And it just I bring up that I haven't done it in a while because I don't want to sound like I know what I'm talking about here. But it does seem a little like a self-inflicted wound. Like the complaint is that we're losing trails. Well, you're losing trails because people are being knuckleheads on people's property.
Stay on the marked trail, which they're all closed anyway. And as of 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, the last one closes. But yeah, be respectful.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that people open up their land for people to be able to ride on and everything.
And it's really fun. And I enjoy a snowmobile ride as well. Yeah. You know, it's unfortunate that
especially
that happens.
Weekends like this, you know, when we have snow and the temperatures are like this, are perfect for a snowmobile.
Oh, I'm taking you tubing.
I cannot wait. That's going to be fun. This is not as much fun, maybe. So McDonald's it was just voted the second worst place for a first date. So what's the one idea that's even worse? Well, an online bingo site in the UK polled 11,000 people, and going to the movies was voted the worst overall. That's surprising since it's kind of the classic first date idea, but maybe a little stale in 2023. But the thing that I never liked about it is you can't get to know the person.
But you don't talk to each other. And then there's the whole, okay, so if it truly is a first date and you don't know if you've known the person, it might be a little bit different. But if you're, you know, if you're not really well acquainted, right? Like, you know each other, you agree to go, and you go. But then you're sitting in a dark room with someone that you don't really know.
Not a good, not just
right next to them. Who, like, I don't know. It seems a little sketchy.
I remember doing this in I think it was eighth grade or whatever, and going with my best friend Chris, and he was with Marissa. He says this girl he really really liked. It was his first date. And I think it was like Look Who's Talking To or something like that. And there weren't that many people in the theater. And God, Chris is going to be so mad at me.
I was like, not to call him out or anything, but keep going.
He does the whole yawn, putting his arm over. Now, my dad and I told him about how to do this and everything. But he does it, and he picks the quiet moment in the movie. It's absolutely silent in the theater, and he could not have been louder, more like worst acting move in history.
Totally awkward, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, and he does, but then he puts like his arm around like the back of the seat.
Up on the backrest.
Yeah, the backrest, and I'm looking out of the corner of my eye at all this, and I'm trying not to laugh, but I'm laughing, I'm snickering, and all that. Well, it was a double date. And the girl that that I was, you know, with the date with and everything, while this is all going on, I didn't know she even liked me. I thought she was just like there because she puts her arm on my thigh. But she didn't just like put it on there gently or anything. It was like a lock, like a strong,
like a
lock.
Death grip.
Yes, and like squeezed like a dead. Like she had like really. I don't know what the.
So you weren't prepared for that.
No. The laughter of me stopped immediately. It was like, it was like stiff. I'm like still, like I don't move, don't move, don't make a move.
Like, play dead.
Like a bear is about to attack me or something.
You know,
it was horrible.
But probably everyone has a teenage, you know what I mean? Like a middle school, high school story like that. And I mean, for our generation, it definitely involved the movies. It totally did.
There wasn't much to do.
That's where we went.
Especially towns like this where there just wasn't a whole lot to do.
But as an adult, I agree. That's kind of an old first date kind of, and you can't get to know anybody. You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but it'll annoy everyone else around you.
That's true. And there is that part of it. Wait, how was your first date? We got kicked out of the movies together. So going to the movies is number one. McDonald's, number two. Number three, staying home is the worst first date. Number four, going to a parent's house. Wow, yeah. Whoa, who's doing that? Oh, my God. Oh, wow. I'm bad at dating, but even I haven't done that. Hello, it's our first date. I don't even know your middle name, but here's my parents. Like, that's, no. Especially with my family. Oh, my God. As desperate as they are for somebody to love and bring into the family. I mean, my brother and sister have been in long-term relationships for over 10 years.
Like, it's like this vortex they get sucked into.
Yes, yeah.
Like, they're never letting them go.
Number five, a restaurant.
Okay. That's bad?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Number six, going to a bar. Number seven, swimming.
That's totally weird.
I'm definitely not doing that.
No. I mean, unless you're... I mean, there could be circumstances, I suppose, that I makes guess. Sense. But just in general...
That seems
Would you like to go out with me? Swimming?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. What? Wait, what? Watching a sporting event. So maybe don't schedule a first date this Sunday. Maybe not your best idea. Huh. Number nine, a funeral. 2% say this. I legitimately do not believe anybody has done that. It is very hard. I know that you and I did this story, ages ago. 6% of the population believes that chocolate milk comes from brown cows. We know that there are some people out there that are pretty ridiculous, but I can't fat. This is the one that maybe this is the one for me that I just can't wrap my mind around.
It has to just be a coincidence.
It has to be.
You know,
it
like has to be. Like. You and someone have been communicating and chatting and whatever, and then someone really important to you passes, and then the person goes with you. To me, that's just weird.
Or it's the scenario of, you're meeting, you're just getting to know each other and talking, and you're trying to be comforting to that person that just lost somebody. And oh, do you need somebody to go with you or something? You don't think they're actually going to say that they do, but then they do, and they're like, oh.
And then you're in. But then, is that a date? I mean, come on. That's not a date.
That's a... I think that you have carte blanche to not call that your first date.
I mean, hey, I was perusing the internet. I saw this dude died. Do you want to go?
Yeah, right. I mean, right.
Like, what?
I hate going to these things by myself. Do you mind? You can bring popcorn.
And afterwards, we'll go to McDonald's and then the movies.
Yes. It'll be great. What could go wrong?
It'll be our last first date.
Yes. Like a lot of mine. Going to a public park is number 10 on the list. I actually like that one. I think that's all right.
So... Are they giving suggestions of what to do for a date? Because they kind of just blew up everything.
Yeah. So what is that? Yeah, I think that's a great question. Because what are you left with after all this? I don't know. Speed running or something?
I'm just curious about the diss on McDonald's. What do you think that's about?
I think that they're picking on... basically, they're picking on fast food chains. And I think McDonald's being the big dog is the
so
one...
So just
that they,
in general, fast think, food yeah, isn't yeah. a good idea.
Because restaurant shows up on here, too. Yeah. And I mean, what are you doing?
Why not?
Are you supposed to axe? Is this from the axe throwing people? Like they did this survey and they're just pushing everybody.
Yeah, because throwing axes is a great first date.
Seems like a really good
you
one.
You just go down there and hold the target.
Yes, yeah, that seems awesome. What could go wrong?
We'll see. If this can stand the test of an hour,
find out quick. Maybe, depending on their aim. We will take a break. We'll get to CBS News. When we come back, we'll be joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center right here on Mornings at WFHR.